Yeah. What's your been your favorite thing so far about working with Grady?
Just the fire that he has to get better every day. Period.
How are you acclimating now to the Patriots? How are you acclimating now to new offense?
I mean, it's great. I mean, we're working hard, trying to get better every day, and that's the only thing we can do right now.
Dan, you've seen other quarterbacks who have that fire, other players. Is there something extra special about Tom?
Well, Tom's Tom. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great quarterback. He's a natural leader, and we're all vibing really well from him and trying to get better.
Danny, what leads you to believe that this year and the next few years you can be healthier than you have been the last couple of years?
I'm going to play the same way I've always played. I mean, that's what, you know, that's why I'm here, and that's, you know, I'm just going to try to play as hard as I can for as long as I can and see how that goes.
Yeah.
Do you sense that the rhythm is, like, you know, with you and Tom, it's making progress? Feel that every day?
We're trying to get as many reps as we can and trying to get better. I mean, that's the only thing we can do. It's only day four for us in camp, and you know, it's early, and we're trying to get as many reps as we can.
Robert Kraft said on SiriusXM radio the other day that it seems like so far from what he can tell that you and Tom seem to be clicking already. Would you agree with that, or how do you feel about that?
We're trying to get better every day. I mean, it's like I said, it's really early, and we got a long way to go, and I'm really looking forward to getting out and not only playing against our guys this next week and trying to get out to Philly and try to, you know, just get better. That's the only thing really I'm worried about right now.
What was this experience in the stadium like for you tonight?
It's great. The fans are great. You know, it's my second time playing on the field. I played on it once when I was in St. Louis, and, you know, it was a great atmosphere. You know, everybody knows, and, you know, it's great. Even as a practice tonight, it was a great atmosphere.
What was it like for you when you got the call by the Patriots? I mean, there were a lot of rumors that you might get called by them. I mean, what was it like, and did it take you very long to decide what you wanted to do?
You know, I mean, going in, it's a crazy thing, you know, unrestricted free agency, and that's something that, you know, I didn't know if I was going to get to, and I got to it, and I got the opportunity to come here, and I was really, really excited. I mean, everybody knows what kind of offense this is and who's here and the personnel and everything, and I'm just really excited to be a part of something like this.
Had you ever met Welker? Did you know him at all?
I've known Wes since I was 18 years old. We went to the same college.
Oh, that's
right. Texas Tech, yeah. So, I mean, I've been watching him play for a long time. He's such a great player, and you know,
you've obviously been compared to him a lot in your career, not only before you got here, but
yeah, like I said, we went to the same university at Texas Tech, and I've watched him play for a long time, and he's done a lot of great things, not only in college but in the NFL, and you know, he'll continue to have success.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're just trying to get better. You're 4 days into camp now. What have you seen in a little bit of the film that you have seen that you're trying to improve on specifically?
I mean, I'm trying to improve on everything, really. I mean, you know, not you can't pinpoint one thing. You know, one, first and foremost, is get the offense down. Get as many reps as you can. You know, running as many plays as you can. And then just going out there and executing. That's really it.
Do you think the offense is kind of where you expected it to be, where it needs to be at this point?
I mean, time will tell. You know, it's early, and we're, I mean, where it needs to be. I mean, I think we need to get better, and that's why we're out here. So that's, you know, we're gonna get as many reps as we can, and try to go from there.
Expectations are pretty high for you. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I hold high expectations for myself and the team at most, and you know, that's why we work so hard during the week. That's why we work so hard in the off season is try to be the best we can.
How much do you see yourself as a mentor to some of these young receivers
this week? I mean, that's natural because I've been around for a little bit now, and that's scary to say, but you got some young guys in the room, and you know, they're not only great athletes, they're putting in great work in the film room, and you know, willing to learn, willing to come to work, you know, expecting to win, expecting to play hard, and we got a good group, and you know, we're learning, we're trying to get better every day. We're making strides. I mean, it's only been 4 days, and you can already tell, you know. You know, we did some things today. We made a couple plays, but we still, at the end of the day, we want to come out tomorrow, and we're already ready to come out with an attitude tomorrow and get better. So.
What are some of the positives you've seen the first 4 days?
Sorry?
What are some of the positives you've seen these first 4 days of camp?
I mean, everybody's excited to play. Everybody's excited. Everybody's running around. There's a lot of speed. There's a lot of, you know, it's a physical game. We've been physical, put the pads on second day, and, you know, we've been playing hard, you know.
Did you hear what Brunski had to say, and what did he have to say?
I didn't hear a lot of it, just because I was fielding punts. But I know Teddy's a great guy. I had the opportunity to talk to him for a little bit, and he's not only a great player. I've been watching him. Everybody's been watching him forever. So, you know, he's go down as one of the greatest. So.
Troy Brown was on the field the other day. Have you got a chance to talk to him or given him any flack about wearing number 80?
Yeah. I mean, I talked to him a little bit before I came here into camp, and, you know, I told him he's one of the greatest ever, and it's an honor to wear number 80, and, you know, I'm going to try to represent the best I can and go from there.
How about fielding punts? Is that something you want to do this season?
I love it, yeah. I'll try to fulfill whatever role they have for me. If it's, you know, returning punts, whatever it is, I mean, I'm down for it.
Do you ever think of injury as a risk for that?
I'm sorry?
Injury as a risk for that?
I don't ever think about injuries, no, never.
Did you do anything different this offseason training than you normally would do?
Yeah, I did MMA fighting this year, so it's like kind of like a little more extreme, like... You know, everybody's seen MMA. No, it was my first time doing it. I trained out in LA with like Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture and those guys. And you know, it's I definitely have much respect for that sport because those guys are crazy. So it's an intense workout. And
how did it get you ready for this, do you think?
It's kind of like a mix of like CrossFit and like definitely using a lot of strength and speed at the same time, high energy. And you know, I mean, I liked it. I mean, I'm gonna do it for a long time.
Did you get punched?
What got you into that?
Just being around those guys out in California, and we work out at the same gym out there, and you know, I saw him doing it. I was kind of hesitant to do it at first, but I was like, all right, yeah, I'll get into it. No, we didn't actually like punch each other, but it was just like drills and, you know, grappling and you know,
didn't you
boxing
really,
and stuff
didn't
like
you
that.
At some point really want to mix it up?
I mean, I got that little guy inside me that wants to mix it up at all times, so it's all good.
Of those rookie,
how do you think
receivers?
That'll help you?
You know, just cardiovascularly. I do that after I get my football training in, so it's kind of like an extra deal that I picked up.
Of those rookie receivers that you talked about, has any particular one stood out to you at all?
They're all doing great, man. We're like it's an open book. I mean, we're going to put the best product out on the field we can and try to get as many guys as we can the ball and try to make as many plays as we can. So go from there.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks,
buddy.
Good to see you, man.
All the best. Good seeing you.